Sechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, the second line on the top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah states, "Me'imis Echayev." At what point would a Ben Sari Mar be Chayev? Mishiechel Tatima Basa V'Shasa Chetzi Lugayin Italki. Once he eats a Tatima Basa, which is a large share of meat, and he drinks a half a lug of Italian wine, and Rashi states, "Yain Italki Toyivu Meulahu Umamshich Basrei Avul B'Chamer Achrina In a Chayev B'Chetzi Lug." But if he drank another type of wine, then not be chayiv if it would only be a half a lug. And Rishonim explained that when the Mishnah stated that it has to be yayin italki, that's lav dafka, that comes from Italy, and it has to be any type of wine which is considered choshev, and it's mamshech basrei. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yisya argues in Tanakama, instead of the shear being a tatima basa and a chetzi lug of yayin, Rabbi Yisya holds that it's a mana basa and a lug of yayin. And the Mishnah continues, ochel b'chaburis mitzvah, if the Ben Sari Mira ate this, or he drank this in a Chaburis mitzvah, achol bi'iba chidish, or ate it during the suda that they would make when they made the iba chidish, and they did so in order to publicize that this month was a chidish malei, or achol ma'isasheni b'yushlayim, or he ate ma'isasheni while he was b'yushlayim, achol nevelus u'treifes shkatzim remasim, or he ate nevelus u'treifes shkatzim remasim, and therefore he was even an issa deraisa, and the mefarshim are not curious the next couple of lines, as those things are not meat and they're vegetables. The Mishnah continues, achol davar mitzvah, the davishu avera, this child ate something which is a dvar mitzvah or a dvar avera, which the Gemara will define, or achol kol meichel, or he ate any type of food, v'lo achol basa, he didn't eat basa, or shasa kol mashka, or he drank any type of drink, v'lo shas yayin, and it wasn't wine, then in all these cases, the din of ben seri meir does not apply to him, in an asa ben seri meir, at sheichel basa v'yishu yayin, and the only way that he becomes a ben seri meir is only if he ate basa and he drank wine, shenem, and as the pasuk in the pasha Ben Sari Umeria states, "Va'amru zikne irai b'neinu zeh Sari Umeria einanu shemeya b'kaleinu zeilo v'sevei." The word zeilo refers to someone that eats meat in a gluttonous way, and sevei refers to someone that gets drunk using wine. And the Mishnah states, "Va'afal pishen raya l'dava zeichel l'dava." Even though it's not raya, but l'maisa is a zeichel for this. Shenem, as the pasuk in Mishnah states, "Atahi b'sevei yayin b'zeilo basalamai," that you shouldn't be amongst those people that drink a lot of wine and those that eat a lot of meat. And the reason why it is not a raya gomer is because the word zeilel and the word sevei just mean that they ate a lot and they drank a lot, but doesn't necessarily always refer to wine and basa. And clearly that's the case, as the pasuk actually states sevei yayin and zeilei basa, and therefore we see that it had to still be defined, but we do see that the word yayin and the word basa is associated with the word zeilel and sevei. Keep in mind that the Gemara will explain that a ben seri meir will only be chayiv if he stole money from his father and his mother, and he then went and bought basa and wine using these funds. And Rashi and Daf Ayin on Beis will explain how this would apply to the case of the Mishnah regarding Maisa Sheni. And also Ayin Rashi Divo Maskel Bechaburis Mitzvah Besudas Mitzvah Ochel Tatim Azeh Afilu Ganvei Mishel Aviv. And Rashi points out that even though he stole the money from his father and he then went and bought basa bezoil, but Lemaisa he ate it Besudas Mitzvah, so then he would not be considered a Ben Sari Meira. And similarly in Rashi Divo Maskel Ochel Maisa Sheni, Rashi says v'chein kulam afal pisha ganva mishal aviv, that he would be potter. The Gemara begins that our Mishnah started off by stating be'imus say chayiv. At what point does Ben Sari Meir become chayiv? And the Tanakhama stated mishiechol tatima basa v'yishte chetzilu gayin italki. And the Gemara now states amar zira tatima zeh in yedel mau, that originally I wasn't sure exactly what the word tatima refers to and what the shear is. El mitech shekafu Rabbi Yisi b'yayin, but since Rabbi Yisi doubled the shear b'negei of wine. And although the Tanakhama stated the shear for wine is a half a lug, and Rabbi Yisi said it is a full lug, and therefore nimsa kaifel af b'basa, so it must be that when Rabbi Yisi is being chilek on Tanakhama b'negei b'basa, he's also doubling the shear, and v'nimsa tatima chatzi mana. And since Rabbi Yisi said the shear for b'basa is a mana or the weight of 100 dinrim, therefore it must be that the shear of tatima refers to a half a mana. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Chanan bab Meilada, Amrav Huna, that Rav Chanan bab Meilada stated in the name of Rav Huna. Although from the Mishnah it seemed to be that as long as a boy eats a specific amount of basa and drinks a certain amount of wine, they would be considered ben seri meir. However, he explains in chayiv at sheikach basa b'zeil v'yechal nyayim b'zeil v'yishta d'chsil zeilu v'sevei. As since the pasuk states the lashon zeilel, the lashon of zal means to be cheap, therefore we learn that the only way that a ben seri meir would be chayiv is only if he actually buys meat and he buys wine and he buys it cheaply. Ayin Rashi diba maschol yayim b'zeil. And Rashi explains explains al biyoka leshchich le mois lignav kule hay v'le mimshach. And Rashi continues zoyle loshen zoyel v'smacht le milsu. And there's a smachta, but really it's based on a svara that Rashi previously mentioned. The Gemara continues v'omer of chanan ba meiloda omer of huna ein chay v'atshich l'basu chay v'yishto yayin chay. The only way that he would be considered ben seri meira is only if he ate raw meat and he drank undiluted wine. And the Gemara asks any the lecher, how could he say such a svara? But Rav Rabbi Yisuf Damri Tavayu ochel basu chay v'shos yayin chay ein nas ben seri meira. That Rav Rabbi Yisuf specifically say that if a ben seri ate raw meat or he drank undiluted wine, that he's not going to be chayiv. The Gemara answers Om Ravina. The Ravina explains that when Rav Huna stated ein chayiv atshiyechel basu chay v'yishto yayin chay, he doesn't refer to meat that's completely raw or wine that's completely undiluted, but yayin chay mazig v'le mazig. When he mentions undiluted wine, he specifically refers to partially diluted wine, and basal chai is bashal v'le bashal. And when he speaks about raw meat, he's speaking about partially cooked meat that wasn't fully cooked, and kibasa kiva da achul ganvi, similar to meat that was placed on coals and that was scorched quickly, which was the derech for ganovim to eat, as in this way they could eat quickly and they could eat and run. Ayin rashi diva maskal yayin chai mamshech mepei shemashubachu v'lkamei muki lo b'mazig v'le mazig avu basa yayin mazig lo mamshech. And if it would be undiluted completely, it would also not be asar, as that would not be considered so strong and would not be considered good wine. And similarly, basal chai can refarish the command bashal loy bashal zuhi midas ganav lemaher have a bashal shaper loy mimshich lemevik kai gavna, that not going to be normal for him to continue to do this forever. Lefi shemetech shu ganav va'isa b'seisa in loy shoyis. And as the Gemara stated, Om Ravina yayin chai the kam Ravuna mazig loy mazig lafuk hecha denasu b'mayim harbe va'afal pish roy b'nei adam shoyisin kain. And even though it's normal for people to drink their wine in this manner, he still would not be chayiv. Rashi explains basa kiva da achli ganvi kaviya begacholim, that was sins using coals. Gemara continues Rav Rav Yosef d'Amri Tavayu, that Rav and Rav Yosef both stated ochel basa maliach v'shos yayim megitoi ein nasa ben seri meira. If a child ate salted meat and he drank wine which came direct from the wine press and therefore it is fresh and it's not very strong, ein nasa ben seri meira. And as Rashi states basa maliach v'yayim megitoi loy chashivi v'loy mimshach. And the Gemara continues Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Tainis Erev Tishbav lo yechel adam shnei tavshilin, that an Erev Tishbav after chatzais by the Suda Mafsekes, a person is now to eat two cooked foods lo yechel basav lo yishte yayin, and one of those foods cannot be meat and he can't drink any wine. V'tana, we learned in the Braisa avol yechel basav mliach v'shoyis yayin megitai, that an Erev Tishbav he can eat basav that's salted and he can drink wine that's fresh from the press. The Gemara explained basav mliach al kama, that what is defined as basal maliach, and Amar Chinu Bakana calls manchu kishlamim, that at any point prior to 2 days and one night, which is the time frame that you could eat a shlamim, is not considered basal maliach. However, if it would be older than that, then this meat would already be considered basal maliach, and it would not be also to eat this on Erev Tishavav. V'yayim migito yad kama calls manchu toises, that as long as it's still fermenting, then you could still drink it by the suda mafsekes, but once it's already completely fermented, then it's considered yayin choshev, and you can't drink it on Erev Tishabav. We will be gurus v'tanya, and we learned in the Braisa yayin toises in by mishum gilui, while wine is still fermenting, then the din of gilui doesn't apply. V'kamata sisasai shleish yomim, and the shear and the time frame while it's fermenting is 3 days, and therefore at the sudam afsekes on Erev Tishabav, you can drink any wine that is fresh from the barrel within the last 3 days. The Gemara now asks hachamai, would the definition of basam liach and yayin migitai b'negeya ben seri meira have the same definition as we defined it legabe the tzuda mafsekes on Erev Tishabav? And the Gemara explains that would not have the same definition as hasam shum simchu, as the reason why you can't eat basa on Erev Tishabav is because you don't want to have simcha, and therefore kos matzu kishlamim nami isbe simcha hacham shum shuchu. But the reason why ben seri meira is not allowed to eat meat is because it will be habitual v'chol shu loy mimshach, and therefore even if the meat is salted even a drop, then the meat is no longer as good, and therefore will not form any habits and it won't become habitual. Therefore, he has to eat mamish fresh meat, and a similar svara applies to wine, and therefore yayin ad arba'im yom. And the only time that a ben seri meira will be chayiv is only if he drank wine that was older than 40 days. And Rashi explains, calls manchu kishlamim le'ovah olav zman achilas shlamim shnei yom v'layla echad adayim blach luchayhu v'lay ikri m'liach u'misameach esalev d'chsiv v'zavach t'shlamim v'chaltu sham v'samachta alma basimchu. And Rashi states, calls man shu toises, this wine is not mamshech, shu neshech begorin, machmas shu machmas, as since it tastes vinegary, therefore it will bite into his throat, and it won't taste as good, and therefore it won't become habitual. And Rashi explains, when the Gemara stated, b'negei ben tzarei mera, v'kol shu loy mamshech, m'sha'ova layla achas, mefi taimoy v'loy choshev, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, that now that we see that ben tzarei mera is chai misa, based on drinking wine, so Amar Chanan le'nivu yayin ba'ilam el nachem avelim u'lishalim schal rishayim, that the only reason why yayin was created in this world is in order to give nichum to avelim, in order for rishayim to be able to take the schal ba'ilam azeh shenem, and as the pasuk of Mishlei states, tru sheicha la'ived v'yayin l'mari nefesh, and the word ived refers to a rasha who will eventually be destroyed and l'mari nefesh la'avelim l'fchuchei tzarayu. And the Gemara continues, Amar Bitzok ma'idach siv, that what does the pasuk mean when it states in Mishlei, that you should not look on wine that is red? And Rabbi Yitzchak explains, that a person shouldn't look at wine and have a geschmack from wine, as although it makes the face of Rishoyim to be red in this world and it seems to be geschmack, however, but it makes their faces white in Ilma Ba, as the mice in the Makabal Schar, and therefore they don't have Schar, but Ilma Ba. And Rav explains, that a person shouldn't have a geschmack with wine in this world, as the end result is its blood, as it has the potential to cause a person's death. The Gemara continues, Rav Kahana asked the following stira, as the pasuk by Bechus Yitzchak in Pashas Toldoi states, the kri is tirosh, and the karin on tirosh, and we read it with the vav, and we read it as tirosh. Therefore, Rav Kahana teaches us that teaching us two different points, Zachar Nasirosh, that if he drinks wine properly, then he becomes a leader and he become a head, and Le Zachar Nasirosh, but if he doesn't drink wine properly, then he'll become poor. And the Gemara continues, Rav Rami, and Rav also is a stira, as Ksiv, as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enesh, and Lemaista the Ksiv, and the way it's written is with a shin, and you can read it as Yishamach, or Karina Yisamach, and we read it as if it states the Lashon Yisamach, and therefore Rav teaches us, Zachar Misamchai, if a person drinks wine properly and he drinks a normal amount, then it'll make him happy. However, if he's not zecha and he drinks wine improperly, then the lashon yishamach applies, and therefore mishamoy, it will destroy him. And as the Gemara states, and this is similar to what Rav himself stated, because I drank wine properly and because I had very nice smells, that made me very smart. And Rashi states, yayin yisamach levad venish b'shin the mashma lashon shemim. Gemara continues, and we'll dash in a pasuk of Mishlei, and Amr of Amram, Beit Rav Shimon by Abba Amr of Chinah, Ma'idich Siv, that was the pasuk of Mishlei mean when it states, Lemi Oy, Lemi Avoy, Lemi Midyonim. The pasuk continues, Lemi Siach, Lemi Petsoyam Chinam, Lemi Chachlilas Einayim. The next pasuk states, Lem Achim Al Yayin, Boyim Lachka Mimsach. And the pasuk tells us, who is the one that cries out, and who is the one who has fights, and who has tsar, and who has pain, and red eyes, that is the one that drinks a lot of wine, and those that seek out very good wine. And Ki Asr Rav Dimi Amar, and Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained, Amri Bamaravot, that they explain in Eretz Yisrael, Haikra, Man Darsh Lim Rishal Sefer Midrash, and Misefer Rishal Midrash, that this Pasuk can be explained in two ways, and if someone explains it from the beginning of the Pasuk till the end of the Pasuk, that is a proper explanation, and if someone explains it from the end of the Pasuk to the beginning of the Pasuk, that's also a proper explanation. And the first way to explain the Pasuk is in a negative way, that the pasuk is asking that who is the one that will have many problems, that is the person that is around wine and drinks too much wine. However, the second way to understand the pasuk is as Rav Chanan told us beforehand, that le'nivru yayin ba'ilam hazeh le'nachem avelim u'lishalim sochel rishayim. The pasuk is telling us that those that are crying out because they are avelim, and those that have a lot of pain because they're rishayim and they fight with each other, so those are the types of people that should seek out wine, and this way it will relieve their pain. And the Gemara continues, Darsh Oiva Glila, that Oiva Glila made the following drasha, that at the first time that the Torah mentions wine, Shalosh Esri Vavin Nemru B'Yayin, there are 13 Vavin that are associated with wine, and each of these 13 words starts with a Vav and then a Yud, which spells the word Vai. And as the Pasuk states, Vayachol Noach Isha Adama Vayita Karam, Vayesh Bin Ayayin, Vayishka, Vayisko B'Seich Oloi, the next Pasuk continues, Vayacham Aviknan, as Avos Oviv, Vayagid L'Shnei Ochir B'Chutz, and the next Pasuk states, Vayik Vayikach Shem V'Yafes Asisimo Vayisim Vashchem Shneim Vayilchu Acharanes Vayichasu Es Ervas Avim Uprem Acharanes Ve'Ervas Avim Leirou. Finally, the pasuk states Vayikatz Noach Miyenoi Vayyede Es Asher Osloi B'Noi Akotain. Ayn Rashi Yugim Vavin Loshin Vay Vay Vayoyim Er Knan Leichoshev. And even though the pasuk continues that Noach cursed Knan, that is not counted amongst the 13, and it's not considered 14. Ela Adiyada the Nigvul Loi Einshe Shel Yayin, and we only count until the word Vayada, as at that point was the Gemara of the Einish of wine. Ayn Taisis Yugim Vavin Leichoshev Yefes Lefishu Shem. That even though the word Yefes starts off with a vav, we don't count that, as that is just a name, as not part of the action that was taken in the story. Ayin Agoyis of Rabbi Tzal Ranshberg, that he also states that we don't count the word Upneim, as once again, that is not an action, and therefore it's not counted amongst the 13 Vavin. And we know that Rashi points out that the Pasuk used Lashon Vayachol Noach, Os Atzmai Chulin, Shehoyle Lasik Tchilo B'Nitiyah Heres. Rashi in Chumash states, Vayachom Avi Knan, and the Pasuk mentions specifically that he was the father of Knan, as Yeshmer Rabbisino Imrim, Knan Rav, Higid La'aviv, and Lekach Huskaladova, Vizkalel. And the Gemara now continues, Rav Shmuel, there's machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Chad Amar Sarsoi, and one says, the Chum castrated Noach, and he can no longer have children, Vechad Amar Ravoi, and one says that Chum actually was Ravoi, and he would bow Lea Kederach Mishkav Zacha. The Gemara now explains, Manda Amar Sarsoi, Metesha Kilkul Ravi, Kilkul Ravi, and how does Manda Amar that say that Chum actually castrated Noach know that this was the case, and his Bekor is based on the fact that Noach cursed Canaan, which is the fourth of the children of Chum, and as we know that Chum had four children, Hushu Mitzrayim, Ufut Uchanan, and therefore Noach said that since you caused that I can't have a fourth child, therefore your fourth child should be cursed, and Amanda Omer Ravoi, and what is the Makor for Amanda Omer that says that Chum had Mishkav Zocha with Noach as Goma Vayar Vayar, he learns Xer Shava based on the words Vayar, as Ksiv Hocha, as it says in Pashas Noach, Vayar Chum of Yikanan as Ervas Aviv, and Viksiv Hosam and Pashas Vayishlach by the story of Shechem and Dino, Pasuk states, Vayar Isa Shechem ben Chamor Achivi, Nasi Oretz, Vayikach Isa Vayishkav Isa Vayaneha, and as Rashi explains in Chumash, that the word Vayaneha is that he was Borla Kederach Mishkav Zacha, and he was Borla Shloi Kedaka, and the Gemara continues, Bishleim Lamanda Omer Sarsai, that Bishleim according to Lamanda Omer says, Echom Kastriya Neach, Mishum Hachi Kiloi Bervi, therefore it makes sense that Neach cursed the fourth son of Chum, as we explained, Lamanda Omer Ravoi, but according to Lamanda Omer, that Chum had Mishkav Zacha with Noach, so Maishna Ravi, Natalia Behedya, why didn't he curse him directly, or some Agurus, Maishna Ravi, the Natalia, that why is it that he cursed his fourth son? And the Gemara answers, Havaha Havoi, that in the Chanami, according to Lamanda Omer Ravoi, he doesn't hold that he only was Ravoi, he holds that he had Mishkav Zacha with him, and he also was Besaris him, and that's why Noach cursed his fourth son. And Ayn Bam Taisan Amid, Kiloi Bervi, Mashle Kil Chum Atzmai, Mishun the Amid Bereshit Rabba, that Rabbi Huda Imel, Lefisha Kosev, Vayvarach Elokim, as Neach Vez Bonav, Vayin Klola, Bemokim Bracha, Lefikach, Vayayma, Ur Kanan, and Lefize, the Gersa that we mentioned, Maishnar V, Dinadalia, seems to be a better Gersa, as certainly the Gemara wasn't bothered as to why Neach would not curse Chum directly. The Gemara continued that the Pasuk stated, Vayachol Neach Isha Dama, Vayita Karim, that Neach, who was the Isha Dama, he made himself chulin, and the first thing that he did when he came out of Teva was that he planted a vineyard. And Amrav Chista, Amrav Ukva, Va'amri Lo, Amrav Ukva, Amrav Zakai, Amal Akash Baruch Lo Noach, that Akash Baruch said to Noach, Noach, Lo Yehoi Lechol Umayim Ba'adam Rishayin, that certainly you should have learned from Adam Rishayin as to the problems of drinking wine, Shalai Garam Lo Eliyayin, as the reason why he actually did Avera and he ate from the Eitz Hadas was only because of wine. And the Gemara explains, Kamanda Ama, Oisi Ilan Sha'achim and Adam Rishayin, Gefet Haya, and this is going like the Manda Amar, which is Ramea, that holds that the eights that Adam Rishon ate from was the Geffen, as the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Ramea Imer, Ramea states, Oisi Ilan Sha'ach Adam Rishon Menu Geffen Haya, that the tree that Adam Rishon ate from was the Geffen. We continue on Daf Ayin Amabez, She'in L'chadav, She'mevi Yalava Adam El Yayin, that there is nothing that brings as much pain and as much sorrow to a person aside from wine, and therefore wine is what caused the downfall of a person, and Adam drank wine, and he then ate from the Eitz Hadas, and because of that, he was kicked out of Gan Eden, and ultimately Misa was decreed on the world. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dachita Haya, that was actually a stalk of wheat. That's why it was called the Eitz Hadas, She'ein Atinuk Yedei Likrei Abba V'Ima, Ad She'yitim Tam Dagan, that the time frame when a child could call and speak and say the words Abba and Ima is once he tastes the taste of grain, and therefore we see that Das is associated with grain. And the Gemara brings the third Shita, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya states, Te'ina Haya, that the Eitz Hadas was actually a fig tree, She'abadav She'kuklu by Niskanu, as with the item that Adam Rishon did the Avera, with that same item was he helped, She'neman, as the Pasuk states, Vayispu Alei Se'ina, and once they realized that they did not have clothes on, then they sewed together fig leaves, and they made themselves clothing. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Hilkach Mistavra, Dal Yadoi Nichnisa Miso, B'chiyo Lo'ilam, and Rashi also states, B'dav She'neskalkulo by Niskanu, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'zem Shu Makabai, who Merapa, and he heals the person with that item itself, and Nes B'tech Nes, and this is considered Nes B'tech Nes. Rashi and Chumash states that the only one that would give the leaves to Adam and to Chava in order to make clothing was only the Te'ina, and as Rashi states that the other trees held back the leaves from them, and they didn't want to help Adam Rishon because Lemaisi did this Avera, but the Te'ina did not have this Te'ina, and Rashi points out that the reason why the Torah doesn't mention what type of tree the Eitz Hadas was in order that for the future generations, people should not turn to that tree, and they should say that this is the tree that caused Misa to the world, and the tree would be embarrassed. And also, Ayin Taptesis, that brings a mushal Lema'adah V'deba, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Rashi, at the bottom of that Ayin Amin Aleph, Ish Hadama, Amai Karli, Ish Hadama, Alidei She'echicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Musa to Noach by stating Ish Hadama, as Ho'le Lumoid Me'ish Hadama, Dahinu Adam Rishon, Shayayin Konoslov Misa, and keep in mind the famous word for Amei Simcha, while originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Noach an Ish Tzadik, however, ultimately he was called an Ish Hadama, whereas originally Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ish Mitzri, but eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that he was Ish Elohim. And our Gemara now continues and discusses the Psukim in Mishlei in Perek Lamed Aleph, where after Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and he was ready for Chanukah HaBayis, and he had a lot of wine, and he had a relationship with the Bas Parai, and Lemaisi he woke up late the next day, and his mother Bas Sheva gave him Musar. And the first Pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph in Mishlei states, Divrei Lemuel Melech, Masa Ishei Sata Imoi, that these are words of Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech was called Lemuel, as it comes from Lashon Lemoy Kael, as all the things that Shlomo HaMelech did was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the following words are Nevuah that his mother said when she gave him Musar, and Ayin Rashi Lemuel Melech, Shlomo HaMelech Lemuel, Maisa V'chachmaser LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi continues, Masa Ishei Sarato Imoi, Pashas Teichacha, Sheichachto Imoi, the Gemara tells us, Amar Beichem, Meshum Rav Shimon Yechoi, Melamed Shekafasa Imoi Ala Amid, that this teaches us that Shlomo HaMelech's mother Bathsheba hired him onto a post as if she was going to give him Malkus, Amrloi, and she said to him, and this is the second pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, Ma Bri Uma Bat Mitni Uma Bat Nidorai, and Rashi explains that since the pasuk states Aishay Srata Imoi, so therefore Vayisur is Loshim Malkus, Kedamrin LaKamon, and as we will see on Daf Ayin Aleph, that the pasuk says Vayisur Aishay Zeh Malkus, and it refers to Malkus, Upreisur Hesu Royishu Baal Nor Uma Abu Sudasai Hesu Mechichasai, and since she saw that he's a Baal Nor and he had a lot of Sudais, therefore she gave him Musa. The Gemara continues and explains that when the pasuk states Ma Bri, that what are you doing, my son? Bashem specifically calls him her son, and therefore the Gemara explains that Bashem was telling him that everyone knows that your father David was a Yerushimayim, and therefore they won't be toiled, that the reason why you're doing bad things is because of him. And they will say that the reason why you're doing these things is because you are my son, and that your mother caused you to do this Averis. And the Pasuk continued, and what are you doing, the son of my womb? And once again, the Gemara explains that Kol Nashim shall be Savicha, Kivin Shemis Abre, Shuvein Reis Pnei HaMelech, that all the other wives of your father's household, so once they already conceived, they didn't go to your father any longer, and they never had beer with him after that. However, Vani Dechakti, Vinichnasti, Kadeshi Hili, Ben Mizuri, Zumulban, however, I made sure to go and have beer with your father David, and as Rashi states, Babitni, Mea Garmelecha, that my womb caused you, Lias Baltsuru, Balkoyach, Shedechakti, Vinichnasti, and Shetashmish, Yafel of Lad, Lavne Luzarzoi, Karaminim Sechtesida, and as we learned from Sechtesida on Daflamet Aleph, Shleisha Chadashim Achrenim, Tashmish Yafel of Lad, Shemetechach Yitzhak Vlad, Melubit and Mazuraz. Finally, Basheva continued and said to Shlema, Umer Bar Nedari, why are you doing such a virus, the son of my Neder? And the Gemara explains, means kol noshim shel beis avicha hayin nedreis yehili ben hagalamachas, that every single woman of the house of your father would make neda and promise things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they had a child that was royal to become the king. And I made a neder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me a child who is a Zoriz, and he's filled with Torah, and he's hugging for Nevius, and now you want to go and do a Averis, and you want to throw away this neder. And the Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the Pasuk that two Pasukim later, which is in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Dalin and Mishlei, and the Pasuk states, Alu Malachim Lamoyel, Alu Malachim Shesu Yayin, Ulu Reizim Eishechar. The Gemara dashes that when the Pasuk states, Alu Malachim Lamoyel, that you should not turn to the kings who are Lamoyel, and then the Pasuk states, Alu Malachim Shesu Yayin, they should not turn to the kings who are drunk with wine. The Gemara explains, Alu Malachim Armulay, she said to Shlema, Malacha Itzel Malachim Shesheisin Yayin Mishtakrim, that what shaykhs do you have to these types of kings that drink wine and become drunk? And then they say, why do we need God? Pasuk then states, and the Pasha Taich is that it's not proper for the rulers to ask, where is their wine in order to become drunk? And the Gemara explains that the word Reizim is referring to Shlomo Melech, and Basheva was saying to Shlomo Melech that you are Reizim, that's not proper for someone who has all the secrets of the world that's revealed to him. He should drink wine and become shikar and become drunk, and as we know, nichtas yayin yetzei said, and therefore it's not proper to do. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and others explain, Misha kol reiznei oilam mashkim lepiskai, how could it be that the one that all the Sanhedrin come to ask shaylos, and they come early in the morning to your door in order to ask shaylos that are relevant to din nefashos, that you would drink wine and get drunk? The Gemara now continues, Amr Reb Yitzchak, minayin shechazah shleima v'hoid l'imai, that how do we know that shleima eventually was moided to his mother and admitted that he was wrong? Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk of Mishlei in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Bey states, Ki bara neichi me'ish v'leibinas adamli, I was more foolish than a man, and I don't have the understanding of a man. And even though this Pasuk is in Perek Lamed, and Bathsheba gave him Musa in Perek Lamed Aleph, however, the Gemara explains that this is actually referring to Shlomo Melech admitting and being moided to the Musa of his mother. Both parts of this Pasuk is referring to him drinking wine, and the Pasuk states, Ki bara neichi me'ish me'noyach dechsiv v'yachol neich ish adamo, and Shlomo is telling us that I was more foolish than Noach. As we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy that Noach's first act when he came out of the Teva was to make a vineyard. Similarly, when Shlomo stated V'lei binas Adam li, ze Adam Rishayin, the word Adam refers to Adam Rishayin, and since we previously saw that the Shita of Rameya is that the Eitz Hadas was a Geffen, so Shlomo HaMelech was admitting to his mother that I should have taken a lesson from Noach and from Adam. And as the Gemara stated, She'en lecha davash maybe lala Adam ela yayin, and Rashi points out that why is it that Adam Rishon said that he's worse than Noach and Adam, and Zok Rashi Vanisha Sisi Yosimhen, and I even drank more than Noach and more than Adam. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that stated that the din of Ben Sarah Meir doesn't apply where it was Achal b'Chaburus Mitzvah if he ate the basa and drank the wine in Chaburus Mitzvah. The Gemara states Amar Avo in the Chayiv at Sheichal b'Chaburus Shekulis Rikin. The only way that a Ben Sarah Meir would be Chayiv is only if he ate with the Chabura that were all empty people. It was not one person that was part of the Chabura that was a good person. The Gemara now asks a question on Ravo from a Mishnah, V'anantanan ochel b'chaburus mitzvah eini nasa ben Sarah Meira, and it's mashma time in the mitzvah that the only reason why he won't become a ben Sarah Meira is because he ate in chaburus mitzvah, halav mitzvah. But if he didn't eat in chaburus mitzvah, avagad lav kulis rikin, even if not every single person was not on a great madrega, then he would still be considered a ben Sarah Meira, as l'maisa he ate basa, he drank wine, and he did so in a chabura, which wasn't for a mitzvah. However, the Gemara responds that hakam ashblon, and when the Mishnah speaks about a chaburus mitzvah, it teaches us to follow in chiddush that afagav the kulis rikin, that even though all the people that attended the chaburus mitzvah were all empty people, but keeping the mitzvah ka'asik le'mimshach, but since they were involved in the mitzvah, therefore he won't be mimshach, and therefore he would not be considered ben sarah meira. In a chenami, our Mishnah would agree to Ravo that if they weren't in a chaburus mitzvah, even if there's going to be one person that's a chashuv person in that chabura, then we would also say that he would not be considered ben sarah meira, as ultimately this person will have an effect on him and will give him musa, and therefore he would not be mimshach. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that the din of ben sarah meira doesn't apply if he ate as part of a suda that was publicizing that this month was a leap month and was a chodesh malei, and they used to make a suda that would take place on the night of Lamed Aleph, which is really the first day of the next month, and this was done in order to publicize that this month is not a regular month, it's not a chodesh chasar, but in instead it's a chodesh mole. Ein Rashi duil maskel ochel biyba chodesh kinnun farsh l'kamon hei nikbots in asora yoysa v'ilun balia ve'in asifazu el fasim adava shavu v'loy la'ayin da ha'in oilin el oriburai da hainu leo matzoy shleishim v'kvam u'buhu da le kitchu ayoy mes ha'chodesh v'kidush ein sham biyoy machros da hainu yoym shleishim v'echod limnoy salkach kiraminan shloy bizmane ein mekachin ayisai v'oy dilikdushay b'shleishim slagi as if it would be in order to be mekadish to chodesh, then you could do it on the 30th day as well. And the Gemara begins that's mashma that during the Suda they would have basa and yayin, and the Gemara states the name of the basa v'yayin masku that they would bring basa and yayin to the Suda. But Tanya, but we learned to the brisa and in Ayunla ela v'pas dogam v'kitnius bilvad that they would only go up into the attic to have the Suda, and they would only bring bread made out of grain and beans, and they would not bring wine and basar. The Gemara states hakam mashblon that in chenami, that's the point of the Mishnah. Afal gav the in Ayunla ela v'pas v'kitnius, that even though generally they would only bring to the Suda bread and beans, however, this boy was so into basa and yayin that he couldn't even hold himself back, and v'iu asik basa v'yayin v'achal, and he brought meat and wine, and he ate and drank the shear for ben seri meira, but kivin the b'mitzvah ka'asik le'mimshach, but even so, since he's involved in the mitzvah of the Suda for the Ibar Chodesh, therefore he won't be meishach, and therefore the din of ben seri meira doesn't apply. And ayin and rashi diva maskel v'pas dogon, v'lo yedana m'shem ma'inokat pas dogon, u'mashmal emute pas erz v'deichin kasi ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, in Oilum Ibach Chodesh, Pachs Masar Bnei Adam, that when going to the Suda, in order to be Mfasim, that they would Ma'abed Chodesh, they would have 10 people that would go up to the attic, Bein Oilum La, Elba Pas Dogim Vikinias, and the people that came to the Suda and brought food with them would only bring bread made out of grain, as well as beans, Bein Oilum La, El Lari Bure, and they only made the Suda at the beginning of the evening, between the 30th and 31st day, meaning the night of the 31st day, Bein Oilum La, Biyoim, El Balaila, and they would go up at night, and they would not go up a day. And on this last point, the Gemara asked the Stira, as Batani, we learned to the Braisa, that they would specifically go up during the day and not at night. And the Gemara explains, like Rav Chiya Ba'aba explained to his sons, that although certainly the meal only happened at night, but they would make sure that they would go up to the attic while it was still light outside, and therefore people would see that they were going up, and it would publicize and be mefasim that this month is a Chodesh Malay. And similarly, when they came back down in the morning, and similarly, when they finished the Suda and they would come down, they would not come down too late in the day, and they would come out right near sunrise. And this way, people would know that they were there the entire night, and it would be mefasim that this month is a Chodesh Malay, and there was an Ibar Chodesh, Kehechu Delishmo Bechu Inshi, and this way, people will hear about it, and it will become publicized. In the first wide line on the Amid, Rashi states, Achrifu Va'ilu, Belaila Hayyashim Sham, that they would sit there at night, V'oisin Haymal Ashmiya Kol, and they would make a lot of noise, and certainly at night, it's much easier for people to hear that people are sitting in the attic and having a suda. The Ka'amalu Rab Chiel Haktim Al Alois Me Ba'yoyim Ma'at Kedesh Yiru Oysim Oivri Drachim K'shein Oilim V'yifasmu V'hayim Tani Ein Oilim La B'layla El B'yoyim. And then when the Braisa states Ein Oilim La B'yoyim A'ika Milsakai Shasudu Masoya Masnei Shaldova B'laylahu, that the actual suda happened at night. And Rashi continues Achrifu Puku Ba'bayka Alta Achru La'irad Sharoi Eschem Yerdin Bashkama Mevin Sheyosh V'shom Kol La'ilu Mispas Madova Aval Reisam Yerdin Shaloi Bashkama Sova Shachshav Olu Ve'imei Ben Adova. They will just think that you went up into the attic and you just came down, but you weren't really there the entire night, and there was no party, and therefore there won't be a Pirsim Madova. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that the dinner of Maisa Sheni doesn't apply if it was Ocho Maisa Sheni, and Rashi points out that certainly you couldn't actually steal the Pirsim Maisa Sheni or even wine of Maisa Sheni, because we already mentioned that the only way that you could become a Ben Seri Meira is if you steal from your father and your mother, and then you go and buy Basar and Yai and Bezoil. Therefore, Rashi explains, Gonam and Mois Maisa Sheni, he actually stole the money of Maisa Sheni from his father and mother, the Kona Basar V'yayin V'ochal, the Gona Basar V'yayin Atzmai, Afil Dechul Namiloi, Kedama Achikach Basar Bezoil V'yochal, V'yayin Bezoil V'yishta. And as we explained, and the Gemara explains that the reason why he will not be considered Ben Seri Meira, as Kim Dechi Orche Huka Ochale Lemimshach, as since he's using the money in the way that the Torah tells him to do so. And as Rashi states, Kederach Mitzvasoi Shenema, as the Pasuk states, Baboko Vatsoin V'yayin V'sheicha, therefore he won't become addicted. And the Mishnah continued that the din of Ben Seri Meira doesn't apply if he was Ochel Nevelus to Trefes Shkotzim V'rmasim. The Gemara tells us, Amarava Ochel Basa Oif, that if a young boy eats chicken, Eden
nasa ben seri meira, then he doesn't become ben seri meira. The Gemara is on Rava, and how can you say he would not become ben seri meira? But we learned in our Mishnah, achol levelos to treifus shkatzim v'masim ain nasa ben seri meira, and the word shkatzim refers to non kosher birds or birds that are tamei, and it's mashma hatayir nasa ben seri meira that if he would eat birds that are tar, that he would become a ben seri meira. And lechayir that's the steer to Rava. And the Gemara answers that really Rava is correct, and if a young boy eats a tatima, a basa oif, then he would not be considered a ben seri meira. When our Mishnah speaks about a ben seri meira that ain't nevelos to treifus shkatzim v'masim, it's not referring to him eating a tatima of these items, kitan nam masisin lahashlim, that our Mishnah is discussing a specific case where this ben seri meira ate almost a complete tatima basa of kosher basa. Then, in order to complete the tatima basa, he ate nevelos treifus shkatzim v'masim, and the Mishnah teaches us that he would not be considered a ben seri meira, as the maisi will not be mimshach, as he didn't eat a full tatima basa of kosher basa. And ainu chanami, you'd be able to be medayik that if there's a young boy that ate almost a complete tatima basa of kosher basa of a behema, and then he ate a drop of basa oif, which was kosher, then even Rava agrees that since he ate basa kosher and most of the tatima was a basa, so even though he ate some basa oif in order to be mashlim the full tatima, but he would still be considered a ben seri meira. Rashi explains that the reason why Rava says that if you ate a full tatima basa of basa oif, then you'll be potter, that is because like chashev and like mimshich basrei. And Rashi explains that the reason why one does not become ben seri meira if he ate nevelos to treifus shkatzim v'masim is because einenu shemeya bekeilenu beinan v'loy zeh she'af bekeilu shel mokayim einu shemeya, and this person is not even listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ayin Rashi dibur maskel hashlim she'afilu ochel tatima basa chasa k'zayis mi behima tahira v'shlima lo tatima mi basa oifis tmeim potah, he would be potah. And the reason is mishum de'einu shemeya bekeilu shel mokayim. However, the kavasa b'tahira mechayiv, if the same case would happen and you ate a kezayis of oif tayim, then he would still be chayiv. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, ochel davashu mitzvah udvar avera, that if he ate a davar that's a mitzvah, or if he ate something which was an avera, then he would not be a ben seri meira. The Gemara is bothered that what does davar mitzvah mean, as l'chayr we already spoke about a sudas mitzvah, and we also spoke about maisreis, and therefore what is davar mitzvah coming to include? And the Gemara explains, tachume avelim is referring to a person eating from a sudas havra, which was made in order to be Menachem Avelim, even though this Suda is only Mitzvah Rabbanon. If a Ben Sarah eats Basa and drinks wine at the Suda, it would still be Potah. And as Rashi states, the Afagab the Takat Rabbanon Ba'almahu, the Imiresha Havamina Chaburis Mitzvah, Hainu Koinim Sha'ichlum Kachim, Ipsachim, and it wouldn't refer to a Dindra Rabbanon, Kamash one, that even if he's at a Suda's Mitzvah, that's only Takan Rabbanon, that he still is going to be Potah. Simply, the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah mentioned Dvar Avera, that's referring to his Tainis Tibur, and even though the entire takana of a tainis tibur is only a din rabbanon, but even so, if he violates the tainis tibur and he drinks wine and he eats basa, he would not be considered a ben seri meira. The Gemara continues, v'taymi mai, and what is the reason that a ben seri meira that's ivan isurim would not be considered a ben seri meira? As amakra inenu shemei b'kaylenu, and as Rashi brought down b'kaylenu, that it's only in the voices of his parents that he's not listening, v'loy b'kayle shel makayim. But in this case, since he's also not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore he's not considered a ben seri meira. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, ochel kol meichel v'lei ochel basa v'shasa kol mashka v'lei shasa yayin einu nasa ben seri meira ad sheyochel basa v'yishte yayin. The Gemara explains that when our Mishnah stated ochel kol meichel v'lei ochel basa, that the chiddush is lasuyid v'lekeilis, that this is coming to include that even if he ate pressed figs from a place called keilis, which could make someone drunk, he still would not be chayiv. As Rashi states, v'afagav dem shakra lo mechayiv aloud lo memshach. Similarly, when the Mishnah stated shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin lasu yidvash v'cholav, this is coming to include that you will not be chayiv if he drank honey or he drank milk. And even though they are mishakar, but l'maisa, the only way that he'll become a ben seri meira is only if he actually drinks wine. And the Gemara now continues the Tanya, and how do we know that these things are mishakar, and therefore we may have a hamina that if a ben seri meira eats them or drinks them, that he would be chayiv, as the Brice is discussing the issa of shtuye yayin b'negeya koyin, and we know that a koyin cannot go into the middash and cannot do lavoida after he drank wine. And the Brisa states that this is not only relevant to wine, as ochel dvela kilis, if a koyin ate pressed figs from kilis or shasad vash v'cholav, or if he drank honey or milk v'nichnas l'middash and he then goes into the base of middash, then although if he drank wine he'd be chayim misa, but if he ate these things or or if he drank these things that could be Meshaker, then as the Gemara says, at the top of Daf Ayin Alpha and Aleph, Chayiv, he would be Chayiv Malkus. And Rashi brings down that he's going to be Iva on the Issa that states in Pasha Shmini of Yayim Veshecha Al Tesht, Ato Venecha Itach, Bevoyechem El Emoyer, Velesimusu, Chukas Eilim, Derisechem. Finally, the Gemara continues with the Brisa that is really a repeat of our Mishnah, and the Brisa will just add in a couple of extra points. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned to the Brisa, Achol Kol Meicha, Vloy Achol Basa, Oshasa Kol Mashka, Vloy Shasa Yayin, Ein Anasa Ben Tzari Meir, Ad She Yoichol Basa, V'yishte Yayin, Shenemen, as the Pasuk, B'negeya Ben Tzari Meir states, V'amru Al B'ziknei Uyer, Y'bnei Nuzer Tzari Meir, Ein Nenu Shemer B'keilenu, Zeylo V'soyve, And V'afal Pishen Ra'ilu Dava, Zeychol Dava, Shenemen, as the Pasuk of Mishlei states, Al Tehi B'soyve Yayin, B'zeylo Basa Lamai, which up until now is exactly word for word of our Mishnah. However, the Brisa continues and will now bring the next pasuk in Mishlei in Parakhov Gimel, Pasuk of Aleph, and the pasuk states, Kisayve Vizel Yivarish, Ukrayan Tal Bishnuma, and the pasuk tells us that if someone drinks a lot and eats a lot, he will become very poor. As Rashi explains that this is relevant to a Ben Sarah Mira, and as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Varish, Saifa Lias Oni, Umabakish Limude, Ve'ine Maitse, that a Ben Sarah Mira that becomes addicted to wine and to basa, that after he doesn't have a lot of money and he'll become an Oni, then he will have to go and figure out how to get this money, and therefore we are mechayiv hamisa. Rashi explains when the pasuk tells us a kroyim talbish numa, and Rashi states numa shadam is garba talbish kroyim kloy mesof kol balanois lov l'deanias, that a person who is a baltaiva and he also wants to sleep a lot, so ultimately he becomes so poor and he'll wear ripped clothing. The Gemara continues, Amr Abzira, the Abzira will now come to explain the end of this pasuk, and he will bring another drasha, as the pasuk stated a kroyim talbish numa, that those that sleep a lot will wear grip clothing. And Reb Zera explains, "Kol Yoshev in Beis Medrash, if anyone sleeps in the Beis Medrash, Teirasi Nasa like Kareim Kareim, then his Teir will be like a ripped beged, and he will have gaps in his memory." And as Rashi states, "Mishkach Limudoi ve'in Nizkar Ela Biseirigin," and as the Gemara states, "Shenema the Kareim Talbish Numa," and we will stop over here.